Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En cierta ocasión, los discípulos se acercaron a Jesús y le preguntaron, ¿quién es el más grande en el reino de los cielos? Jesús llamó a un niño, lo puso en medio de ellos y les dijo, yo les aseguro que si no cambian y no se hacen como los niños, no entrarán en el reino de los cielos. Sí, pues, quien se haga pequeño como este niño, este es el más grande en el reino de los cielos. Y el que reciba un niño como este en mi nombre, me recibe a mí. Cuidado con despreciar a uno de estos pequeños. Pues yo les digo que sus ángeles en el cielo ven continuamente el rostro de mi Padre que está en el cielo. ¿Qué les parece? Si un hombre tiene 100 ovejas, si la pierde una, ¿acaso no deja las 99 en los montes? Si va a buscar a la que se le perdió. Si llega a encontrarlo, les aseguro, se alegrará más por ella que por las 99 que no se le perdieran. De igual modo, el Padre Celestial no quiere que se pierda ni uno solo de esos pequeños. Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Called the child over, placed it in their midst and said, amen, I say to you, lest you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this is in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. I say to you that there are angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? A man has 100 sheep, one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? If he finds it, and many say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. Just the same way, it's not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus today speaks about the little ones. Speaks about children. We can also say teenagers. So I'd like to talk about three things that really can damage children, and two are related to children, other would be related to teenagers. And three things that we can do to help children. Are you listening? Okay, no, number one. How many parents would give your child that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 a rifle or a pistol? Or arsenic or rat poison? How many parents would give that same child a telephone? What's worse? Hello? Well, okay, the rat poison and the rifle is physically a real danger. How about a telephone for a kid that's 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12? It's like giving him a pistol. It's like giving him arsenic. It's like giving him rat poison for his mind. Then the parents finally realize the kid's 12, he's already addicted to pornography. For 2 years. Who's at fault is the parents. I've been preaching this for 15 years. You don't listen to me, but try to listen now. Never too late. Second is, the greatest Greek philosopher, his name was Aristotle. You ever hear that name, Aristotle?
Yeah.
Aristotle, that Thomas Aquinas used to explain transubstantiation, says that man and woman, we are rational animals and we are social animals. That means we're called to live in society. None of you are called to be a Fred Flintstone, to live in a cave. Or Kermit the Hermit that didn't have the permit, huh? When I was 11 or 12, different than these kids here, I hated to go to school. I did pretty well. I called it jail. Me and my older brother, we did well in school, but we didn't like school. I know that the youngsters here, they love to go to school. They're waiting, Mommy, I can't count the hours, no? But what I really loved were my friends. I've always been pretty friendly, at least people tell me. And thanks be to God, I always had good friends. My best friend was my oldest brother. We were only about a year difference. So one of the worst things that parents can allow is allow their children to have bad friends. You allow your children to have bad friends, your son is going to be a cholo. And he's going to marry una cholita. And you're going to have nietos cholitos, no? Dime con quien anda, te digo quien eres, right? So that's the second danger. Allowing your children to have friends, but bad friends. Now, being an English major, I like to define the terminology before I speak about it. Following Aquinas, how would you define a friend? A friend is always faithful to his friend. Well, cholos are too. Yeah. A friend helps you to get closer to Jesus as your best friend. Amen? That's my definition. That's my definition. Good definition? The third moral danger is this. Allowing your teenagers, boys or girls, to have a premature courtship, in Spanish, noviazgo. Something you see these kids coming out of Ferris Fetty, 12, 13 years old, walking arm in arm, están enamorados. Están enamorados, locamente enamorados. They are in love. Hey mom, you're going to be a grandmother and you're only 38 and a half years old. Just a matter of one fall. So you're going to say, well, father, when can my son and daughter have a girlfriend or boyfriend? I'll tell you. Maybe he's about 23. He's got his college degree. He's got $40,000 in the bank and he's got his own car.
Amen.
Amen? A lot of young people don't like the way Father Broome speaks, huh? So those are three moral dangers for your children. Giving them the phone, give them a pistol, allowing them to have bad friends. And third, allowing your son or daughter when they're young to have a girlfriend or boyfriend. Their passions are strong, but their mind doesn't work. It's another weak moment, and you're going to have a grandchild when you're only 37 and a half years old. Amen or oh me? That's an oh me, right? So what are three good things you can do for your children? First is to pray the rosary every day. I hear parents who sometimes say, Father, well, you know, I don't want to get them to get angry. We won't pray 5 decades. We'll pray 1 decade. Uh-uh. They can spend 2 hours watching something on TV. Rosary is 15 minutes. Father Larry says rosary in 18 minutes. I say 13 and a half. I'm a New Yorker. He's from Tennessee. Okay? The New Yorkers, they move at a faster pace. Ever been in New York? Second thing is, bring your children to daily mass at 6 o'clock. Do that. Or 12 or 8. Jesus says, let the little children come to me. A good mother is going to bring their children to mass. Bring them to Jesus. And the third thing is, bring them to confession. Having been a teacher for many years and taught catechism, in the last 50 years of my life, I started teaching catechism when I was 14, no? I know a little bit, no? The more a child walks away from the confession, the more fearful. The more often he goes, the more he wants to come back frequently. Believe me. That's experience. 50 years experience, that's a lot, isn't it? So those are three things. The rosary on a daily basis. And if your son says, he starts to complain, oh, good, we'll say 2 rosaries. He's not going to complain anymore, I don't think, huh? Now I pray 4 rosaries every day. You probably pray 5, don't you? Because I know the Blessed Mother, every time you say Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, it's saying, Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. Mary never gets tired of hearing Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria. Is it hard to pray 4 rosaries? You have to organize yourself, but it can be done. We all waste time. 4 rosaries is an hour. Give Mary an hour every day and she'll get you to heaven. It's worth it, isn't it? Amen?
Amen.
Que los que hablan español le voy a dar una pequeña predica un poco diferente. No sé si Berto Elvira sabe porque Santa Clara es la patrona de la televisión. Interesante, ¿no? Santa Clara de Assis es la patrona de la televisión y vivió hace 700 años. ¿Cómo puede ser, Rosa?
La misa.
La razón es porque Santa Clara siempre, por 27 años, tenía mala salud. Mala salud. Como nosotros, ¿no? Y un día fue la noche buena. Estaba en su cuarto, no podía salir de la cama porque estaba muy débil. Muy enfermo. ¿Y qué pasó? Dios hizo un milagro, le hizo ver desde su cuarto una visión de la Santa Misa en su cuarto. Por esa razón, es la patrona de la televisión. Interesante, ¿no? Vamos a pedir a Santa Clara, grande santa. Ella salió de una familia muy rica, iba a casarse con multimillonaria, se hizo la más pobre en Asís, con San Francisco. Su riqueza era Jesús. Pedir a Santa Clara que podamos usar los medios modernos de comunicación para glorificar a Dios. Amén.